Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
What's it doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities. With over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks. Bose is the registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.
Leave your sister alone.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on creditrepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-478-8199. That's 800-478-8199. 800-478-8199.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television.
television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my tables turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that? I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Been a long time since we've come in here. The day after a Tigers win, because it had been a long time since they played. 2.5 weeks. We knew they would be rusty, said they would be rusty. They were rusty, and yet they're really the only thing that mattered was that you got the win. Had been a 2.5 week layoff, COVID pause. Tigers get a 61-46 win over Tulane last night. Certainly wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty. Shot below 40%. Turn the ball over. Lord have mercy, Jesus. 26 times. A lot of that's rust.
I hope so.
They were sort of doing that before the COVID pause, too, weren't they? So that was kind of characteristic. That said, again, let's go back to what matters. Tigers win. Guess what?
Yeah.
I've heard nobody's talking about this. The first 4-game winning streak of the year. And at 9-3, before John comes in here and starts telling us about Juwan Howard, right? At 9-3 in AAC play, do you guys realize this is the best record they've ever had in the AAC?
Well,
qualified. Oh, it's the worst AAC ever.
Memphis never been 9-3, believe it or not.
I don't want to be a hater. I really don't want to come in here and be a hater.
That's why I'm trying to get this good out beforehand, John, before you bring us with a dose of reality. But Memphis never been 9-3 in the American under Josh Pastner, under Tubby Smith, or in the first 2 years under Penny. This is the best they've ever been in the AAC. Now, a lot of factors go into that.
Yep.
But clearly, a team that was picked to finish second in the league this preseason is right there. You know, you tied with Houston in terms of losses. Got Wichita State right above you. John, you waiting on me to stop saying all the good stuff because you ready to get to the bad?
No, I mean, there's no bad to get
good.
To.
Like, the good is the dub.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm not going to come in here and say this is the bad. This is the bad thing for this was awful to see
they
last.
They kept hope alive, didn't they?
I mean, look, they 26 turnovers. Your season will end against a good team,
brother. I'm the mayor of turnover. I've been telling you about it for two years.
You are the mayor of Turnover Town, aren't you?
Yes. You ain't got to tell me about turnover. I can tell you where they rank in terms of unforced ones, in terms of forced ones. What kind you want? Because there were more of them last night.
Yeah. No, there's obviously it is. It goes without saying that Memphis cannot turn the ball over 26 times against really anybody left on their schedule, or else they will lose. They almost lost South Florida here in Memphis back in December.
I don't think you could do it at Cincinnati this weekend
Same.
And win that
yep.
game.
No.
Even as down
right,
as Cincinnati's
Jason,
been,
yeah.
They've still won 5 of 6, and they ain't gonna let you turn it over 26 times up there and win the game. So
Cincinnati,
again, clearly, it's concerning. We're past concerning.
Yes.
I mean this is what Memphis does at this point.
Cincinnati last night did something that Memphis has been unable to do this year, and they beat Tulsa.
Well, damn, John, okay. That was a low blow. That was the old. That was the old Memphis.
It's just. I hope so.
But it's very true. I'm telling you right now, it's what doesn't have them on the bubble right now, the two losses to Tulsa.
Yes.
They'd be on the right side of it if they didn't have those two losses.
I mean, I also think you have to – two losses in South Dakota is also keeping you from being in the tournament right now, too. Like, if you go 2-1, you're also – you know, and you get one of those wins against West Kentucky.
But were they good enough to offset the two losses to Tulsa right now that are killing you?
I mean,
you just mentioned the loss to Cincinnati they just had last night. I mean, Tulsa's looking like a dead man's team right now. And so the worse they get, worse those losses look.
VCU is tied for first in the A-10. I mean, so if you
that's a good win.
If you would have beaten VCU, for example,
you think just the VCU win, and you're there right now.
I think you're
sitting better than SMU, which is like second in the next four out.
Yeah, because your best win would be better than their best win. Your best win would be against.
Well, your best win is no longer SMU and Wichita State. It becomes VCU.
Yeah, and so you now have you know your record against Quad 2 is better.
I might give you that.
VCU is right now 35th in the net. That'd be a Quad 1 win. You know, so. I mean, yeah, I think you have to
be the quad one. You're right.
So I think because of that, yes, Memphis would be able to.
That's what you wouldn't have with even the two wins over Tulsa is a quad one win.
Yes, yes. I still think Memphis would have had to beat Houston, but it would be a guarantee. Like if Memphis beats Houston, they're in no matter what. Like they are in the tournament. And that is the truth. Unfortunately, that is not where Memphis is. They still have much more work to do. We're going to get into that today on the show. 12:45, we're going to be joined by Kylan Chandler. We talked a lot yesterday about Kennedy Chandler being the latest Memphian to make the McDonald's All-American game. There is no game this year because of the panorama, but there will be McDonald's All-American rosters. And so we will talk to Kylan about all of that, what it means, and sort of what they've observed. You know, I mean, they could use a guy like Kennedy Chandler up there in Knoxville right now.
They also play their Sunrise, his team now, former Briarcrest transfers, plays their final regular season game here in Memphis.
Yep.
Out at Arlington, I believe it's on the 12th of March. It'll be against, what, Montverde for the number one seed in the Geico Nationals. So he's going to finish off his high school career back here in Memphis.
Yep.
At Arlington. We'll talk to Dad about it.
Yep, all that with Kylan Chandler at 12:45. Then Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about his new Top Shot collection, sort of who he's targeting on the market. And
he's not. He's going to be the last of the party.
He's going to target Precious Chua. Yeah, that's going to be his top.
Yeah,
top
Calkins is hey, Precious is a rookie. I've been telling you about these.
Value's only going to go up. I'd get a Precious at you if I could afford it.
Did I hear someone say on this air second most dunks in the by a rookie this season?
Oh wow, is that true?
Yeah, behind James Wiseman.
That's a very cool stat.
Pretty sure that's right.
Behind James Wiseman.
Believe that. Yeah.
James looked good again.
It was like 43 and 30 something. I saw
those two rookies are both amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the two Memphis guys.
Yeah. There's no doubt. No, Calkins called me yesterday, and I mean, we're still trying to get him up to speed on Bitcoin. I think it's going to take a while.
You're his financial advisor.
I could still use that Bitcoin class as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. So that is the show today, but it's time for the question of the day. Let's get it.
Now it's time for 92.9's Jason and John Show. Question of the day.
Oh, real quick. I'll tell you how I got to this question of the day. Quick story. You guys have watched Buried by the Bernards.
I'm all the way through now.
Have you? Okay, you're good. So you've seen this then. There's a scene in that movie where they're coming out of Young Avenue Deli, one of those moments. Bifus talked about this in the story.
Yeah.
There's many Memphis moments where you could spot Corky's, Young Avenue Deli. Do you remember? They're coming out of there. I believe it's Uncle Kevin. Mm-hmm. Maybe Tavion, too. I think they're coming out of there with a big sandwich.
Yep.
You can read on the side of the sandwiches, I think it says the really, really big sub.
Yeah.
And they're obviously coming out of Young Avenue Deli. Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes you hungry when you see the scene because the thing's so big, the sub, which I've never had. I've been in Young Avenue Deli many times, but I've never seen it. It makes you hungry when you watch it. They put it in the hearse, whatever they drive
off. The back of the hearse is where they store it to get it to the place.
Correct. Just so I conveniently had the hearse to put the long sub in. Funny scene.
The old school hearse.
Funny scene here, but not the point. Yeah. Last night, I asked my wife, you know what? I'd like to buy that really, really big sub from Young Avenue Deli that I saw Uncle Kev have and Buried by Bernards. I'd like to get that thing or get it for a party or something coming up. Was thinking, how much does it cost? How long was it? So what I did was go to the Young Avenue Deli website. Obviously, I've been there a lot. But again, I told you, I've never seen it on the menu there. It's not one of the things I've ever had there. Muffalata, what have you?
Those are really good there.
You have it there.
Known for that.
It wasn't on the menu. Huh. Now, remember, with Buried by the Bernards, filmed, I believe, if I read this from Bifus' article over the commercial appeal, mostly in 2020 pre-COVID. So we're talking early 2020. So there's a chance that maybe the really, really big sub was at one point on the Young Avenue Deli. Maybe it's been taken off. So I had my wife call because surely someone down there would know. Surely they've been getting calls about it. Had my wife call. The guy that picked up down at Young Avenue Deli had no idea what we were talking about.
What?
Yeah, so I just found it odd. Again,
because it didn't look like a Young Avenue box.
I didn't. Yeah, it didn't. Maybe it was somebody nearby Young Avenue.
They came
out of Young Avenue.
They probably positioned it that way on the show, but it didn't happen that way.
Even Bifus wrote, and that's why I went back and said that they were coming out of Young Avenue Deli with that sandwich.
Well,
and
they were.
It's in his story, and so
that's why I too
associated that sandwich with them. Maybe it did come from a spot right beside it. Maybe somebody knows. Anyway, all of that got me to thinking about that odd story where we can't find out where the really, really. Who's got the best sub in Memphis?
Who has the best submarine sandwich?
The best sub in Memphis.
Yes, the best sub in Memphis. I remember back in the day, my U of M days. Now, remember, I was an older student, right? But I don't know if it's still there or not. Maybe you can tell me. The Chinese sub shop on Highland?
Chinese sub shop, yep.
Is it still there? Because they would make some very quietly one of the best subs in Memphis, if not the best for my money. They'd wrap it in this brown paper wrap, nice and heavy. Put some oil and vinegar on that thing. Better than you get at your
typical. Is that where you would go to get like
your
hard bread?
Your big box. It had a harder bread. I don't know if that.
Isn't that what they were kind of known for, the hard bread?
Maybe so. I just know it was good. You got a lot of meat on that thing, and it was better than your big box. So
well, we know you don't want to be skimped out of your meat.
That's mine. We can, you know, if y'all want to hold on with y'all till later, because we need to get the
my
Tigers.
My question is, how many sub shops are there in Memphis?
There's a ton of them, dude.
Yeah.
Like non-chain.
And here's the deal.
Non-chain is the big one.
Right. We're saying sub sandwiches, guys. I know there's a bunch of sandwich places around that you could name, but I want specifically sub sandwich. Okay. That's what we're looking for.
The Highland is probably.
Is it still there?
I think it is. It's on Summer.
I'll tell you the truth. I haven't been over that way in a bit.
It's probably number one.
They moved to Summer.
They're on Summer Avenue.
I thought I saw the sign somewhere else. Same sign of the woman that they
I'm
had
gonna be
above
honest
the
with you. If I'm on Summer Avenue, something's happened to me.
Have either one of y'all had that?
I have had it.
I have not had Chinese sub shop. I've never. You know,
it's one of the best.
It was
city.
Still there, I think, when you were in school, though.
It might have been. I mean, but
you were in RP Tracks over there or something.
I was at the Chick-fil-A on campus, man. Mm-hmm. You got them Tiger dollars. Now you're a broke college student. You got to use them dining dollars.
And maybe somebody else knows too can help with the where is the really really big sub then if it's not a Young Avenue Deli? Was it ever there? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
That thing was in that show. I'm not crazy. And even Bifus wrote too that we thought the thing. I thought the thing came out of Young Avenue Deli. That's what it looked like. Where those guys were coming out of Kelly English's new sub.
Place downtown.
Oh, Fino's.
Fino's. Yeah. My Dan Barron, who's our GM here, he raves about Fino's.
Fino's.
Yeah,
okay.
Fino's
I've not been to Fino's.
Yeah, I mean, it's Kelly English, so it's got to be good.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, look, maybe we'll crack this mystery by the end of the show here.
We got the mystery and the question, so it's kind of like a double. I'd like to solve the mystery to go along with the opinions there on the best sub in Memphis.
That big, massive one you talked about, though, that did look good.
Yes.
Oh yeah. It's literally called the really, really big sub. You can read it on the side of the box. Yeah.
The way they were trying to finagle that thing in the hearse was classic. Anyway, let us know on Twitter who your favorite sub place is in Memphis. But Memphis basketball back in action after what felt like an eternity against Tulane last night inside FedEx Forum, and they get the win convincingly. They do cover. And the final is 61-46. Memphis moves to 13-6, 9-3 in the AAC. That is the first time they have been as good as 9-3 in the AAC.
If you can believe it.
Since joining in 2013-14.
Most of that you would say is because the conference
It's a weak AAC. But the fact remains that it is still true that they are 9-3, and they maintain their position of trying to make this desperate NCAA tournament run. Look, I mean, 26 turnovers, you mentioned it. That stinks.
It jumps off the page.
But it was this was always going to be a test just because Tulane is competitive. You're not going to just run them off the floor. Ron Hunter does have them competing.
They throw a zone at you that you haven't played very well against this season, particularly when it was against Tulsa.
Yep. And again, this is your first game, you know, back in a long time, 18 days or whatever it was. Yeah, I think it was 18 days exactly from your last game.
2.5 weeks. Yeah.
So this was always going to be a test, and it was going to be a survive and advance kind of situation. And, Jason, that's exactly what they did. 61-46, you win, you cover. Hard to be too upset today.
Again, we gave you the example before the game. You said here you had the number two team in the country with Baylor, you know, having to come back at the end, take the lead with 4 minutes left against an Iowa State team that didn't have a win in the Big 12 all season long. The point was you're coming off a long pause like Baylor was doing. You're probably going to see some bad basketball, and you're capable of playing poorly right against a bad team. The good thing for Memphis is you really controlled it for the most part the entire way. Wasn't something where, look, even in the first game against Tulane, you were down two in the second half.
That's exactly
and
right.
And for the most part, even though this thing got, you know, Memphis shot below 40% offensively, wasn't great. For the most part, they controlled the entire game, and they did so again through their defense.
Yep.
But real quick, I know we want to focus on the reality and what Memphis has got ahead of it, but defensively, this team's like shining.
They are.
Come on.
Yes.
Last I looked, they're back to number one in effective. Let me make sure I'm backing this up with facts. They're back to number one in number two in effective field goal percentage defense. Now, last year they were one in the country. All right, that all adds up to number two in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. It doesn't matter who's out there, and I realize Tulane ain't the most talented bunch. My gosh, there are times where you wonder, why does that dude have a scholar?
Seriously.
Some of those Tulane dudes.
So bad.
That said, you take care of business, you strangle a team like that, and Memphis did. What did Tulane shoot is something gosh awful. 26% from the field, 11% from three. You've got to give Memphis the credit because they've done this now for a second year in a row.
Yep.
Like, they are literally playing Virginia-type, old-school Cincinnati-type, you know, West Virginia-type, grind you out defensively. And so, again, if you can curb the turnovers, and yes, last night you can get away with having 26 against an offensively challenged, you're playing so well defensive team, you know, like, against a team like Tulane.
Yep.
But you're not going to be able to do that, I don't even think, against an 8-8 Cincinnati team that's quietly playing a little bit better basketball since it's come out of its COVID pause.
Yep.
5-6. You have not won in Cincinnati in a while. Point is, you can't go up there and turn over 26 times. But there were some – the best part of yesterday was that you controlled the game the entire way and you got the win and you kept sort of that path open for you, that path we talked about with Lenardi that's open for you. Win what's left.
Yep.
Get that win against Houston. And we need to get to, it looks like Wichita State thinks it's got a game against Memphis next week. We'll get to how in the world you play that and play Houston.
Yeah.
But you left that path is still there for you. It's your destiny is still there for you. You had to take care of business. You got it done.
Why Memphis is, you know, because you're exactly right. They are shining defensively. They're number two in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. Tennessee, for example, is number three.
It's ridiculous.
It's that disparity. I don't have it in front of me. I'd have to go through and look, but just looking at it offhand, Memphis is probably the team in the country with the widest disparity in terms of how great they are defensively and how bad they are offensively. Memphis is number two in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. They're 165th.
Unfortunately, with the ECU and this Tulane, you've gone backwards in offense. They were actually moving up.
Yeah, they were.
But unfortunately, the last couple of games, you've shot below 40%, and one of those was before COVID. Okay, so it had been getting better last two games, albeit against some teams you thought you were going to wallop. It's gone back down.
That's right.
And so, but you're right about the disparity. And if, John, if there wasn't so much of a disparity,
yep,
we'd be talking about what kind of seed is Memphis going to get
have
with
you guys,
this at-large bid.
Have you guys seen what Mark Giannotto tweeted this morning? He said, this is from Taylor Eldridge, interview with...
Alluded to that earlier.
Yeah, is this the one you were talking about? Mm-hmm. The quote is, we will prioritize those three bubble teams. So they're going to give them a shot.
Which is what John has been saying they should do now for some time.
Yeah, you were on this early.
Well, because we had this conversation with Mark yesterday. I don't care about your feelings, South Florida.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But again, they clearly ain't taking South. Okay, I'm with you, but they're not taking them off the schedule.
I'm just using them as an example.
You saw the news. They're bumping that game up.
Yes.
If we're
going
to get to this,
yes.
And how in the world do you get, you know, Wichita State and Houston when you're just, you've bumped up South Florida. You didn't take it off the schedule. But I'm with you. The AAC is apparently with John, too. We're going to prioritize it, they said reportedly in Taylor's story here, prioritize it for the teams that are on the bubble and try to get Wichita State that other game. That looks like, you know, they expect it to be Memphis.
Well, because they are not.
How do you do it?
They are not stupid. They
if you're
know
not
the
taking South Florida off, though.
I don't know.
How in the world do you do this next week if you're not taking South Florida off Memphis's schedule?
Logistically, I do not have the answers.
I mean, I see Oreskes tells Taylor that's what they want to do. You know, we've talked about it, but how in the world do you get that done next week?
It's a good question. And
even Penny was saying feels like it's going to just be one last, pretty much, right? Feels like it can only be one. And if it had to be one, you'd rather be Houston. I heard him say last night.
This is a good thing for Memphis because it gives them chances. I mean, you need at-bats. That's what you need if you're Memphis. You need at-bats. You need opportunities to get these quad one wins. Now,
I know y'all are right. You want Houston more so than the Wichita State one.
Yes.
But Wichita State's a quad one opportunity.
Because you have to do it. You have to play it. And if you can't beat Wichita State, then you don't deserve to be in the tournament.
That's right.
And it really comes down to that. If you can't beat Wichita State,
the same goes for Houston, right? We say they need one over
them.
Yeah.
But at least Houston is a top 15 team.
But we're saying if you can't beat Houston, you're saying if you're sitting there without a Houston win, I don't think any of us think that they're going to be in.
That's the position that you put yourself in.
That's right.
I mean, that's just where you are, and that's your reality. And so can you dig out of this? To do that, you got to beat Wichita State on the road, and then you got to beat Houston at least once. That is your situation. That is your reality. And it's because you lost twice to Tulsa, and it's because you took two losses in South Dakota. That is what this all boils down to.
I mean, they're digging
to.
Themselves out of it. You just wonder if there are going to be enough opportunities to get all the way out.
Right. I mean,
that's the bottom line.
The likelihood is that they fall short. Likelihood.
It's because the hole was so deep.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's why.
And as you're digging up, they're literally taking opportunities possibly away from you if you do not get such as a Wichita State game rescheduled.
Yes.
But again, you tell me how you're going to play Cincinnati on Sunday coming up. That's your next one. They've now moved South Florida from Wednesday to Tuesday. we've talked about feels like you're going to play Houston that Friday, right? What would that be, March 5th?
Yep.
Play that one. That's the one that's, what, there. And then March 7th, the Sunday, the last day of the regular season, you got Houston here.
Look, that's a—
So where does the Wichita State game get in?
I don't know.
If you're not playing it tomorrow.
Memphis is going to be playing a lot of games in not so many days. It's going to— I mean, look.
The one day you had open was like tomorrow. But again, it would have been— Memphis is preparing for Cincinnati here. They're not preparing to go to Wichita State tomorrow. But it seemed to me like the one you had was tomorrow. Well, you can't go past the 7th, can you?
No, because that's selection Sunday. Isn't it?
No. I'm not talking about conference tournament. We're talking about March 7th, final game of the regular season, head off to conference.
Okay, gotcha.
Can you go to a Tuesday?
Yes.
Conference tournament, I believe, starts on Thursday. Can you go to, again, that game's on Sunday. Could you go to a Tuesday and get one in? Could you get Wichita State game in?
Well, would Wichita State want to do it then?
Can we X that out, or is that— do you think that's a consider? I
think when you start talking about the conference tournament, right,
and
Wichita State needing to
is the issue.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be— that's going to be—
I think it's unlikely. That's why I wanted to bring it up, that you go past the 7th. So, again, you're talking about trying to get in four games because you haven't taken Cincinnati and South Florida off the schedule for Memphis.
Yep.
Which feels like you to do at this point if you're really prioritizing the bubble teams. But you're going to get four games in next week? I want to see it.
Is that not what Mike Oresco is saying that they're going to
do? He's essentially saying that. And Wichita
State
is essentially saying that they believe they're going to have a game against Memphis next week.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's saying. They're going to have the Grizzlies out here looking like they're going to have the Tigers out here looking like the Grizzlies in the second half of the season. Ain't going to be no off days.
No.
All kinds of back-to-backs for them Tigers. And that's what you got to do. I mean, again, you're like Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness, man. You know, you gotta go park that dude's car, okay, to get in the building, the NCAA tournament. You gotta do whatever is required. And you remember that scene at the end of the movie when Will Smith gets the job?
That movie's a tough one for me.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you don't like it?
No, I like it. It's a tough one to watch for me to stomach. It's rough.
Well, Memphis right now is Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness, man. That's who they are.
There's a happy ending on that one.
There is. And I hope there is a happy ending into the Tiger season. Trust me. There is nobody out here that wants a tournament appearance more than me.
John, I've got bad news.
What's that?
Your website, Rotten Tomatoes, gives The Pursuit of Happiness a 67%.
That's the same thing they gave.
They don't mean a damn.
That's the same thing they gave.
That site should be closed down, Brad.
That was my point, Mr.
No, you're 100%. I'm so glad you brought that up.
That's a decent rating.
And
you're going
to sit up here and tell me that that's not a good movie?
It is a good movie.
It's a tearjerker.
I wouldn't sit here and try to tell people every other day that it's the best movie ever created like you do with Coming to America.
No, you
said it's a Scorsese film.
No, you spit on Coming to America like Clay Travis spit on Black Panther, so I had to check you.
Yeah.
No. That was a side note. I pulled up your website.
I really appreciate that info.
Trying to get our back on this website.
Yes. But maybe it ends like Will Smith's story in Pursuit of Happiness ends for
Memphis. So you going to tell me Boogie bust up my first half parlay last night?
You had a parlay against the Tigers.
I had Tulane plus 7.5. plus 7.5 in the first half.
Damn.
And I'm telling you right now, Memphis was leading by 4.
Oh, no.
I'm telling John. Looking pretty good.
Boogie got you.
Like, I told you Memphis was going to be rusty in the first half. They're going to take care of them in the second half, but they were going to be rusty in the first. Man, guess who messed off my parlay?
No, they got you, Jason.
Must have been karma.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Must have been too many Alex Lomax chants.
And they covered the game.
Because last night the karma came back and got me, and the man that went and made it from a 4 to a 10-point game real fast was John's man, Boogie Ellis.
Boogie Ellis.
Who has, come on to the dance floor, Boogie.
Who has twists now.
Yeah, it was different. He looked more content with twists.
He got some twists over the COVID pause.
Sure did.
He led the team in scoring, right, John? I don't even think you mentioned it today.
He was the only one in double figures.
Boogie Ellis, baby.
You've been humble in victory. Yes, you have.
Now, did
he was
you
good
ever,
last night.
Did you ever have the
he
twist?
He bust me up.
Did you never had the twist?
No, I couldn't afford
it. You had the high top.
How much dough did you have on FanDuel on that parlay, if I might?
$8.
Ooh, you went heavy.
Went heavy.
What are we talking about here?
I lost a parlay on the Tigers. I had the Tigers covered their
much.
Part.
You had them in there?
I did it with other teams. It was a team parlay instead of a one-game parlay, so I should have just bet on the Tigers alone.
But, yes, it was a good win for Memphis because it was a win for Memphis, and that is about it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to say much too nice about a win over Tulane. We committed 26 turnovers, but you survive, you advance, and now you are on to Cincinnati on the road. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Colin Chandler at 12:45. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just talking about it. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. They're also the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's because that app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay. We've been telling you about that. Can only do that on FanDuel. Take a bunch of little bets and win big on them too, combining them into one bet. They've also got those exclusive always on promotions, such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game. Now, let me tell you about a FanDuel bet I like. I just turned John on to the 3x2. In the NBA, I believe there's two up tonight in the boost section over at FanDuel. Okay. They go down, I believe, on TNT doubleheaders. That's when you can be looking out for them. It's both teams to combine to hit 2 3-pointers in the first 3 minutes. They hit quite a bit.
Really?
Ask John. They just both came through a couple of nights ago. I turned them on to a max wager of 50. But it's one of the funnest bets in sports. I've talked about it with them. And FanDuel's got a bunch of them. And right now, FanDuel's letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back, new users, if you don't win your first bet. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. What you waiting for? Download the app now and get started. Use the promo code, if you would, J Smith, so they know we sent you. That's J-S-M-I-T-H. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Give me that money. Give me that money.
Free money is coming to 92.9. Download radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get ready to win cold, hard cash.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Weekdays on the hour from 9 to 5, only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Hi, I'm JT Young, President and CEO of MLGW.
And I'm Jeff Lyash, CEO of TDA.
When severe winter weather struck the South and our region last week, the employees of MLGW and TDA, working in partnership, maintained the safe, reliable power Memphians expect and deserve.
Our employees worked around the clock to keep the lights on in the communities of Memphis and Shelby County. We thank the employees of MLGW and TDA for their preparation and hard work.
Are you struggling with hypertension? Are you unable to reach your target blood pressure with your current medications? If so, you may have treatment-resistant hypertension, a condition where medication no longer helps lower blood pressure. Olive Branch Family Medical Center is conducting a clinical research study called the Brighton Study to see if a new investigational drug can help. If you're unable to reach your target blood pressure with current medications, you may qualify for the study. To learn more, call Olive Branch Family Medical Center and ask for research at 662-895-4949.
It has become crystal clear, especially in our house, just how important it is to always have a reliable, fast internet connection in our homes. And I'm so thankful we have that peace of mind with Xfinity Internet. Chances are you've got 5, 6-plus devices all going at the same time like we do. And we really haven't missed a beat in our house. And that's because Xfinity is providing us those fast speeds all day long. And not only is Xfinity delivering the fastest internet, they've got the largest gig speed network available, making it even easier to enjoy those reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all of your devices. And that gig speed internet, it's available to 99% of Xfinity's footprint. And don't forget, when you sign up now for Xfinity's XFi Complete package, not only are you going to get unlimited data and advanced security included, they're also going to throw in Peacock Premium at no additional cost. So many hit TV shows and movies with Peacock Premium. Again, that's free with Xfinity Internet. So don't wait. Get started today with America's best internet experience. That's Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or you can drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Just eat it. Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it.
So the question of the day, of course, is who's got the best sub in Memphis? Now, let me tell you this. It's not a sub, Jason, and I think it's more of a chain. But my go-to sandwich place? I know it's a different question.
You're getting off task.
Don't do it.
But go ahead and
tell us. Don't do it, John.
He's got to. It's on his brain. Let him get it off, and then we can move on.
It's Nukes. Also, Bogey's is good, too.
That's a yuppie chain.
Also, Bogey's.
I mean, he picked a chain.
Yuppie chain, too, man. Like, high-end stuff.
Should have said Bogey's first.
Yeah, like.
I got love for both. I got love for both.
And I love Nukes myself. But, man, you got to take out a loan to get in there.
Now, Bogey's moved. Bogey's went from, where were they at? They were on, like, Poplar and Mount Moriah or something like that. I can't remember where they were. But they're in the Brookhaven Circle is where they are now.
Oh, wow. Bogey's?
Yeah, Bogey's is
they're
upgraded.
Good.
Yeah, they're very, very good.
What's my spot over there by Lowe's?
Mm.
Off Perkins.
Perkins.
You know what I'm talking about? The sandwich shop. Oh. They got and I think they probably do have some version of the sub, but they got a
Elwood Shack.
Elwood's
is good.
Talk about sandwiches off the chain.
Sub place on Highland that's now at Summer. You got Memphis Pizza Cafe, Java, Fino's, and Mr. B's listed.
But honestly,
I've had those Memphis Pizza Cafe ones. Underrated.
Yeah, they are good.
Underrated. Everybody talks about their pizza. Yeah. Yeah. Underrated subs over there.
But if you ever catch me on really Summer, good. Though, bro, FaceTime me. Just make sure I'm okay. All right?
Stop.
You promise?
Bro.
There've been some great things on Summer.
There's great food
back in the 80s, man.
Summer is some of the best food in our city. Ask Chris Harrington. He's the food critic.
I'm going to trust Chris Harrington on that one, big dog.
You go to Summer once.
Ain't it Central Barbecue that took over the old
Red Lobster?
Yeah, Red Lobster.
Yeah, I mean, that's on Summer. You know, go to Central Barbecue. You go to Central Barbecue.
That's the hot spot of Summer, you know what I'm saying? You get too far down, you know what I'm saying?
This man's scared
on Summer. What happened to you when you moved out?
Too close to North Memphis for your food?
Yeah, I'm in the burbs now, man.
Bro, you went to Southwind and now
you got a black card, but you won't go on Summer.
Huh?
You act like you got a black card, but you won't go on Summer.
I don't act like I got nothing, bro. I mean, I don't wield it. I don't do nothing,
brother. You do. You went to White Station.
Let me tell you what card. Let me tell you what card I got, brother. I'm gonna tell you what I got. What's that say?
AE.
What's this say?
Costco wholesale.
Okay, that's
I got
only
a Costco
what
wholesale.
The hell?
He went from the to now, Costco wholesale.
What's the bottom say?
Prime
John
member.
Is an executive member.
That's right.
Of Magnesia.
Congratulations, that's right. You.
That's right. Executive member of Costco. Don't go. Don't come for me. Okay.
Are
don't
you
come
aware
for me.
Of
John, you used to have cred.
Oh, I got cred. I got good cred.
But you live now in the high I'm rent in, district.
Now, I will tell you, Jason, I'm a little upset that my credit score is not in the 800s. We got to get on that somehow. I'm really upset.
You don't have
this.
That Magnesis black card? You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about the Amex? No, I have the this is
it
the.
It was a black car for millennials. You know what I'm talking about? That the dude that tried to put on Firefest had before Firefest.
Oh, no, I don't have that one. I have the this is the.
You never heard of that, bro?
I heard of it.
It's called Magnesis.
I've seen
or
that Firefox
like
deal.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I saw that in John's wallet.
You're not rich, though, until you got the metal credit cards. I'm still on them plastics.
Get
anyway,
away from all of it, bro.
That's being real humble.
Team debt free. Let's go.
Exactly. I'm keeping the plastic. Anyway, so we asked this question on Twitter: who are the best subs, and where the best sub shop is in Memphis? Sub shop, of course, is getting most of the votes.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Yeah, Java Cafe. Have you heard of Java Cafe?
I've not.
Okay.
It's
they
good.
Got a vote.
Where I need to find out where they're at.
Yep. Let's see.
Lisa's Lunchbox.
Okay, Lisa's Lunchbox. That's one. Parish Grocery in Midtown got a vote.
Java Cafe is Germantown Forest Hill Irene.
Yeah, it's over by
that's
my
that's
my crib.
Y'all stomping ground.
It's the breakfast at Java, and they have those breakfast. They're very good.
Okay.
Java's very good, and it's localized.
Yep. So
this is very informational, helpful.
Yes. Anyway,
it's over there by Mike Miller's junk.
Nobody's still yet told me where the heck the really really big sub from Barry by the Narns came from yet.
I mean, that's got to be like that had to be
I
from
think
like
that
Jimmy
was made
John's
up.
Or something, bro.
They made
it
that
was
up.
Made for TV. I think is what we're finding out about.
Yep.
That's what we're finding out.
I think that was a Jimmy John sub.
No.
Is there a Jimmy John's by Young Avenue Deli right there in Cooper Young?
Well, we clearly have established that that was just for television. You know?
Oh, you're saying they brought it in from Jimmy John's out and yes. put it, okay, and they just loaded it up out in front of Young Avenue
I mean,
Deli.
It should be pretty easy to find out who has
I can't believe we haven't gotten the answer yet.
Yeah, who's got the really, really big sub? I mean,
but again, we're focused right now on best sub. Nobody's helping me.
Jimmy John's has
because I don't think it exists.
Jimmy John's is a 16-inch sub. Would that have been 16 inches?
No, it was way longer. No, it was the length of the back end of a hearse, like a body.
That's feet. It was feet.
It was like 6 feet, John.
It was that
12
big.
Inches, yeah. 1 foot.
It had two dudes holding on
so
to it.
So you'd have just been
well, so it was a foot and a half.
Yeah, no, you'd been a foot and 4 inches. What did you say, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite.
It might have been
a
4 or 5 footer.
My man.
How many people were they trying to feed?
White Station be like shaking. We'd be shaking our heads every time John
remember,
does math.
I don't remember how big it was. Okay, I remember.
Man said it was about 8 inches. It was a big sub. It was about 8.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, anyway, let us know where the really really big sub came from, and vote where your favorite sub is.
Well, very helpful.
Here's what we're gonna do: 535-3776-535. ESPN Memphis came back last night after a long pause, and they beat Tulane. We know what they have to do. They're going to play Wichita State again, most likely. They're going to end up playing. Maybe they play Houston twice in the regular season. Maybe they don't, but they do have at least one opportunity against Houston. We know what they have to do. Can they do it? Can Memphis pull off a miraculous NCAA tournament run here and beat the teams they need to beat to get in? 535-3776. 535-3776.
I think the answer is no, by the way. That's my opinion. I'm not a caller.
I
don't think you're the only one over there.
It is your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the game last night with two eyes and thought to myself, that is not a tournament.
Well, what you have to be willing to ask yourself is, do you forgive them for the 26 turnovers because they're coming off of their pause? I'm assuming, Jason, you are a little bit more willing to do it. I think I am, too. I'm gonna be willing to forgive them for 26 turnovers because it is their first game off of a pause. That is the only reason why, though.
You're talking to Mayor Turnover here. So I will say I knew there would be, John, a ton of them. But, again, the problem is you did this pre-COVID. That's the issue here. We could chalk it up and just say, okay, COVID, rusty, you know, you still get the – if this was, you know, and some outlier. It's not been. This has been them all year long. They're literally and that's why I said you want to focus on the defense, but as good as that's been, they've been just as bad, literally elitely bad when it comes to turnovers. And if you could just corral it. We were saying the same thing last year, sounds like a broken record, but you would literally be in the tournament right now or on the right side of the bubble.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, and it's very simple, you will not even be able to do that at Cincinnati this weekend and win. You can get away with it against Tulane at home.
Yeah.
But that has been the Tigers' Achilles heel all season long. And, John, it doesn't seem like it's getting better. We're not just talking about turnovers, John, that are like, okay, I see you're trying to make that entry pass. Good thought there.
Yep.
We're talking about ones where guys don't even see the ball coming. You're hitting players as they're making cuts. They don't even know the ball's coming. Like, those are the kinds of turnovers that have cost this team all season. It's the unforced ones, literally 347th in the country. There's only 347 teams playing, y'all.
On the turnover thing, too, there in the second half when they were trying to get back at us and they slapped that press on us, we couldn't keep the ball on the court.
Again, remember this? It was Tulsa's best offense.
Yes.
The points off your turnovers. You had 41 in the two games. How many points Tulane score? 21 of their 46 came off your turnovers. It's free money you're giving them. And again, half the time it's just boneheaded stuff. You'd think you could corral it.
Throwing the ball out.
I continue to bring it up because you feel like in these situations where you've got to win, whether it's at Wichita State or Houston, right? Certainly Cincinnati too.
Yep.
You can't afford that many and come out of that thing with an L. It cost you already against Tulsa. You hope it doesn't cost them again. But when you have 26 against Tulane,
that's right.
You know, odds are you worry that it will come back and
haunt. That's right.
Anyway.
Let's go to Mike in Bartlett. Mike, you're on.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
You know, the bottom line with Memphis, 12 turnovers or less. That's the only way they're going to get in anything.
Yeah.
If they have 12 turnovers or less, I think they'll win all three games.
Mike, thanks for the call.
That's where Tony Madlock told us a couple of weeks ago they want to be every time because of, you know, between 12 and 14 because of how fast they play. And that's where that is. It's the perfect range. And for a while there, the Tigers were doing it. It was part of the cleaning up their offense. But again, a little bit pre-COVID. Again, got a little ugly against ECU, and then it comes back to haunt you last night. It's unfortunate because right now it's the thing that's offsetting all of the good things this team is doing right now.
Yep.
You get away with it against Tulane, you won't be able probably to against Cincy. Interested to hear what everybody else thinks, though, if they're going to make it.
Yep. Let's go to Mike from OB. Mike, you're on.
Thanks, guys. Love your show, man. I don't think we're going to do it. I just don't see those turnovers going down at this point in the season. I just don't see it. I mean, but when you look at turnovers, man, I think turnovers is, you know, I just think that's a big reflection of coaching. Because, I mean, I didn't ever play collegiate ball, but in high school, if you made two turnovers, coaching snaps you out the game, and you probably want to get back in.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call. Real quick here on the turnover point, I don't want to put a number on, like, okay, like, here we're going to pick an arbitrary number, and if they come under this, then they'll win the game. Because Memphis plays so fast.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. That's
Memphis
why I
has
think...
one of the highest tempos in college basketball.
But even if your tempo is high and they put a press on you and you get two turnovers in a row like they did in the second half there at the end when Tulane was down like 12.
No, look, you don't want to turn the ball over. I'm not saying
they're
that
they're 35th
that
in the country
license.
In adjusted tempo.
Yeah, which so
I'm with you, John.
So because of that, there is going to be – you'll have in theory, more possessions, which means more – 26 turnovers. I don't care how fast you play.
No, you're over.
Right. I mean, again, that's like a Tim McGraw moment. Tape your hands to the basketball. Stop turning over the basketball. But it's still influenced by how fast they play. And so 12, 14, 16, whatever. Memphis can turn the ball over 14 times and win a basketball
game. So I said 12 to 16 is a sweet spot for a team that's playing this fast.
Anything over that, though, I would say you're getting into danger zone territory. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. First time on the show. Love the show. I think I called about the wrong thing. I hear everybody talking about the Tigers. I didn't watch the game, but I was talking about the sub.
No, give me that sub. What is it?
Miss B Sub Shop on Getwell.
I've had some other people submit that one. Appreciate it, brother. Okay. It's on Getwell.
Nope. On Getwell, yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for the call, John. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Can Memphis pull it off? Can they win the games they need to win to make the NCAA tournament? Where are you on this? We go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
I think they can win. I got to say, I've never seen so many negative Tiger fans in all the days of my life. The thing that makes this team so good is their defense. A lot of times when they turn it over, they get it back. I think the biggest ingredient is hitting your free throws and stop making such long outline passes. I mean, to pass a long pass in the middle of the floor is absolutely – You might as well drink cyanide. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what he needs to do is just tell him not to pay so fast. And the two players, like, well, there's three players that make stupid passes all the time. Alo, Williams, and Nally. Those guys make some dumb, stupid passes that I've never seen in my life. I mean, I have to roll balls of Play-Doh to throw at my TV because of the dumb passes that they make. But if you look at it, in every game that they lost, you hit your free throws, they could have won most of them.
Man.
So, like I said, I think it's only one game that I saw them just get destroyed in, and that was VCU. But other than that, you didn't even have Williams with you. But if you can get him to calm down a little bit, man, I mean, he's a dog, but he's not very smart. Because, like I said, even last night, you caused one of your guys to get thrown out the game.
Man, I will say this, Tony, and you made a lot of good points. The first thing you said, talking about everybody negative, man, every time you call, you dog these players out one by one.
Because let me say this. We live in a society where we should
negative
have put – I'm not being negative. I'm just saying you got to be smart. If it's about winning and getting to the tournament,
no, that's what I'm saying.
You got to have a different hat on.
Amen. Amen. Tony, you got to play smarter than they have. That's where I'm
Tony,
with you,
Tony. We appreciate the call, man. Thank you. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Zach. Zach, you're on.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, I got a hot take for y'all. Not only are we going to make the tournament, we're going to make it to the Sweet 16, baby.
Holy
you better believe that.
Let's go.
I think that's what John really wanted to hear.
Yes.
He needs to hear it. He needs some more of that in his life, man.
I think he does. He likes Juwan Howard too much, brother. I'm getting tired of it. He needs to hear Tiger's going to make a Sweet 16 run.
Juwan who?
Exactly.
Are you kidding?
Exactly.
He just coaches the top three team in the country.
Best call of the day so far.
Come on,
man. Who cares? This is Memphis, baby.
Straighten them out.
I would like Memphis to be in the top three. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
I respect that.
Zach, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
man.
The call, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think that we're going to make the NCAA tournament. And I would like for y'all to pass a respect burger to the Memphis Tigers because we're ten and one in the FedEx Forum.
Respect.
Even though we kind of play, you know, terrible at times. We only lost one game here. So we respect our house. Respect Burger, baby.
Respect Burger for that 10-1.
Look at that. People are
Brad, thanks for the call.
The callers are literally stripping Jason of his own bit.
You know who gave him that one loss? That damn Frank Haith.
Yes, he
did. Not him.
Oh,
of course. That Tulsa Maniac.
Right now, he's keeping you out the tournament right now. I like the confidence of the people.
Now, I like
the optimism level of the people.
I'm surprised in some ways because we typically live in a city where everybody's all sad and mad all the time.
Even Tony dogging them out one by one, but he thinks they're going to make it, though.
Yeah, it's funny, though. He's like everybody's so negative, but everybody on this team is so stupid.
I ain't never seen a dumber pass than the one Lomax, old boneheaded self.
And then Tony's a loyal listener.
We love Tony.
John is exactly right. He's like, y'all so negative. By the way, DeAndre Williams, he dummy.
Dumbest I've ever
that is
seen.
Everybody
like,
on
what?
This team sucks.
I will say, the three he named, though, and they do, and Lomax had four turnovers last night. And you cannot have that, man, from the guy that's on the floor as much as he is, but it's three of your most important guys.
Yep.
The guys he named, Nolly, Williams, Lomax, you need those guys on the floor.
Tony said he threw his meatloaf at the TV. Is that what he said?
Something like balling up something, meatloaf or something, Play-Doh, something.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on.
They got to cut out the stupid turnovers. I mean, Alo, if he would stop going up under the big guys, make the decision earlier. I mean, because at 5'9", and you're playing 6'9", 6'10", people in the arm length, he's got to make that pass earlier than that. And if they all do the same thing, we're capable of going as far as our defense and how good we're shooting will get us.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't agree with you more. He laid it out.
I have no problems with any of that. We go to Johnny in Horn Lake. Johnny, you're on.
Jason, John. Thank y'all so much, brother. I listen to y'all every day, and
thank you, brother.
I really appreciate what y'all do, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. What you got? They gonna make it?
Well, you know what? I gotta be honest with you. If they play great, they will. If they don't, they won't. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is, every day Penny speaks life into those young men, and whether or not they make it to the tournament this year or next year, those men are gonna learn how to be men. And Penny's doing a great job. I don't look at wins and losses. You know, I look at life.
Amen.
And thank y'all so much, brother. I hope y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, man, you too, brother.
Johnny, thanks for the call.
Have a blessed one, Johnny.
And look, I try to speak life into Jason every single day, and I really do.
I think you're the one that's giving out hope around here.
I try to, you know, help Jason sort of become a better man and a more mature man every day. And Johnny, I appreciate you.
I think Johnny can
that.
See right through that mess.
I think he recognizes that. Eli, you're on.
I'm on.
We got you.
You're
Eli.
Here, man.
Oh wow, first time caller.
Man, welcome, brother.
Glad to be here.
Welcome.
I of course everyone wants the Tigers to make it. I don't know if they will. I think they will, but I'm not going to hold my hopes up too high. But I will say this. If we do, we do make it to the tournament this year, whoever we play in the first round, I would not want to be that team.
I like it.
Interesting. Memphis can be Memphis is a dangerous team.
Oh, you're absolutely right
about
that.
Yes, Eli, thanks for the call. It reminds me a little bit of.
Appreciate you, Eli. Thanks for the call, brother.
Remember when Memphis got in Josh's second year and they took Arizona to the final buzzer?
Dude, I remember it ever. I was so excited as the B was my first tournament.
Yeah. And
I know that's not the part you want
I think
to hear,
Memphis can do that. Memphis might be able to win a game like that because they're a little older than older than that Memphis team was. I mean, they
don't
are.
Tell folks. I've been seeing the experience thing coming back.
So
out.
This is our aspirations to be the 8-9 line game again George Washington.
It's better than y'all going to the NIT and want to throw a parade for that.
Believe me, I'm with you, but I've been seeing a little bit of people been bringing out the KenPom number. They're 321 in experience, trying to make that case for, you know, Penny's still got a young team that doesn't necessarily have to be in the tournament. I don't want to hear it. Nolly is not your typical, sophomore. Guy's been through it over in the ACC. DeAndre Williams ain't your typical first-year starter in your program. Guy's been through it, played some games for Evansville last year. So, you know, they're experienced enough to be there. And a team that you can get to play defense like this, right, you can get to play decent enough offensively, that can be a tournament team.
So,
that is the bottom line.
So I will say, 535-3776-535-ESPN, I will say, you know, Johnny called in. He was so nice to us that
Johnny was a blessing to me.
I didn't even want to say anything, but –
He blessed the show. You don't even realize that.
No, I hope you do.
I hope you do.
But I think we should say that we do actually look at wins and losses, don't we? I mean, that's part of the gig.
Oh, I knew when he said Penny doesn't have to make the tournament for me this year.
Or next year.
You were over there
or the year
triggered.
After that.
This
the
is just like when we talk about graduation rates.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like I mean, look, is there something to be said for, you know, character building? And yes, but if character building was the important thing, Tubby would still be here, wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. That's right. Matt, you're on.
All right, man. I'm going to get my Nostradamus on for y'all for a second.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you, Memphis is going to stumble, but they're going to do something. They're going to lose to something like Houston, and you're going to say, oh, man, we're counting them out. And then Penny's going to have them run the table in the tournament, conference tournament. They're going to get in, and let me tell you what else is going to happen. Kentucky's going to run the table in the SEC tournament. They're going to get in the same bracket, and they're going to face each other in the tournament.
Well, we're going to save this call, Matt.
Heads would explode.
And if you
called this one, that'd be some Nostradamus type stuff.
Yeah, we're going to save this call and then we'll revisit it. And I hope you're right, by the way. I hope everything you just said
they can't beat her. They're too low of seeds, right?
Kentucky beat the crap out of Tennessee this
weekend. I say ran through them like water.
They can pull off a run in the SEC.
It's more to me, that says more about what the hell's happened to Tennessee more than Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, we go anyway. To Eddie. Eddie, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Eddie, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
We got you, brother. They going to make it? Tigers going to make it?
I think they're going to make it.
All right. I like it.
Eddie, do you like subs?
Eddie's gone, man.
Damn.
I think Eddie got a little nervous. A lot of times.
I'm humbled when folks get nervous coming on.
No, there's no reason.
It actually humbles me.
There's no reason to be
nervous. Are you
kidding
me? Yeah,
there's
like we're all in the barbershop right here. We're all just,
Maybe Eddie just didn't have that much to say, you know?
I think he had more. He got a little nervous.
Okay.
So I want him to feel comfortable enough. He can call on back if he needs to. Yeah. Or we can get it out at another time.
I mean, I just wish our callers would stop acting like we're just throwing them on the stage and putting the light on them. You're on hold. You know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? You're on hold.
Have you been in those shoes before, though?
Yes. I called into the Dan Wolkin show back in the day, man.
We're going to talk about that right after we get off with Rodney right here. Hold on. We're going to talk about John calling into the Wolkin show.
Rodney, you're
right.
We
need to talk to Rodney first.
Rodney, what's up?
What's up, Creasy Bear?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, listen, Tony and I, we served in the military together, so we've been—
Love, Tony. Appreciate y'all's service. Yes, sir.
Ever since you guys been on— well, listen, man, you know, I'm a Tiger fan, but I'm not the kind of Tiger fan that drink the Kool-Aid.
Right.
I'm glad that they got the victory last night, you know, as many games as they've had, even though they've been off. They're really in the same boat as everybody else. Everybody has gone through COVID, but the only way that they're going to make the NCAA tournament, which I prefer because I like that atmosphere and I want to see Penny do well, is that they're going to have to win out. Bottom line, they're going to have to win out. And let's stop making excuses for these guys. They're not young. They ball players. Put them on a sandlot basketball court, and they will play 10 hours straight without getting tired. But I don't want to hear no excuses. Bottom line, man.
Roddy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it as always. We got two more that we got to get to here. Bo and then Trey. Bo, you're on.
Hey, come here. I'm just Chatter Sergeant. I heard you guys talking. I got two questions. First of all, did any one of you guys play any organized ball in college or pro?
No. We said no, we didn't make it.
No,
sadly, we didn't make it. College or pro?
And my second question is, did I hear somebody say that the point guard from Memphis, he had four turnovers, there were too many turnovers?
He had four turnovers, there were 26 yesterday? Alex Lomax.
Yeah, 26 as a team is bad. But four turnovers for a boy that has the ball in his hands pretty much all the game, that's not bad.
And he played 29 minutes. I'll give you – that's a fair point. I mean, I won't argue you on that.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. And the guy that called in or no, it was one of you guys saying – talking about quit making excuses for the team or whatever – you need to quit making excuses for Penny. That's what you need to quit making. These folks need to quit making. Man, Penny has had two teams that supposed to be running teams. They ain't got no size. Every year they get 6'6 guards and all the time. And hell, when they go to the tournament, 6 kids forwards and stuff like that. But when they go to the tournament, the people they play against in the Big Ten and ACC, man, they have 6'10" point guards.
Yeah, no, but we agree. We gotta get to Trey. Appreciate the call, but we definitely agree. We are not making excuses for Penny on this show. This needs to be a tournament year, and we've maintained that pretty much the whole way through. Trey, you're on.
What's up? What's up? Hey, I'm a day one listener, first time caller. Been trying to get this through on you.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Trey.
I've been all around the country too, and I got to give it to you guys. You guys. Probably the best I done heard, and I've been all around, from Michigan.
That's all Jason, man. That's all Jason.
Yeah, I'm a Michigan guy, actually, but I've been a Michigan guy.
Oh, my man,
John,
I love you.
Don't John.
Dwell to your victory, baby. Don't do it, Trey.
But
this is disgusting.
I've been in Memphis for the past few years, and I got to admit, I am a Memphis Tigers fan now.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay.
And these kids do play hard. I got to give it to them. I don't like all the negativity against them because they play hard. And I actually do think they're going to make the tournament. So I got faith in them.
There
I think they're going to get there.
Hey, Trey, thanks for the love, man. Appreciate the kind of
words. Appreciate you calling.
All right.
Yeah, Calkins texts in, and I think he brings up a good point. And, Brad, we can sort of handle this after the show, however you want to do it.
What's he got?
But Jeff said that because we
does
both.
Does he want more prizes for his show? What does he want?
We did not play for the Knicks. Therefore, we need to resign our positions.
Oh, no.
Based on Bo, you know, we didn't play organized basketball.
I can tell he thinks a lot less of us because we didn't play college or pro.
That has absolutely nothing
we
to do
be pulled off
with
the
anything.
Nobody
on this station
basketball. I made the JV team at White Station, but
he cut
me off when he said college or pro.
First of all,
I've played the most high school basketball of the three of us.
Of anybody on
but
this
he didn't
station,
give us
Brad.
High school.
He said you got to be a Southwest player at the
we
minimum.
We didn't make it.
I didn't even get to Southwest.
Nobody on this station played college basketball. Nobody.
Nobody did.
Nobody on this station played college anything.
No.
So I think, therefore, today will be the last day of 92.9 FM ESPN.
I can't talk about it. I can't be mayor turnover.
No, like Grizzly.
Anymore.
Elliot Perry will be on the